Padilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Unitego Central School. As tonight, we have a big matchup, Tim, in week four. It's the Unitego Spartans hosting the BG Bobcats Friday Night Lights on CDO.
Yeah, this ought to be a really good one. It's old-time Sussex Bet rivals, you know, going at it head-to-head, and both like to run the ball a lot, and but don't think they can't throw. And then, you'll see what happens in this next 48 minutes.
And I want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. And they wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. A beautiful night for high school football, great temperatures, a great rivalry. The fans really starting to pack in here at Unitego High School. And really a game between two very good teams in New York State Class D, both Unitego and Bainbridge-Guilford. We're on the honorable mention this week in the state rankings. Of course, Unitego opened up with a tough one against Sydney where they really just didn't have it from the opening gun there. But since then, they've rattled off two straight wins with wins over Oneonta and Unadilla Valley. And BG has started off 2-0 with wins against Whitney Point and Delhi. So Unitego comes in 2-1 and BG 2-0. And something has to give here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've seen both teams now, and we definitely didn't see the best of the Spartans. So I'm really looking forward to see what changes Coach McCroney and his staff have made. And we did get to watch the Bobcats last weekend over in Delhi, and they look pretty impressive. And I'll tell you what, it's great when you get inside the 25-yard line and you don't have to go for it all four downs because you got somebody that can kick the field goal. It's an extra little thing to have on a team. And number 21, Trevor Hallequist, sure showed us that he can do that.
Trevor Hallequist scored 10 total points using his leg last week. He had four extra points, two field goals against Delhi, and the field goals were from 35 and 39, so they weren't just little chip shots. So a big weapon to have, and we talked to Coach Israel Lormer for BG before the game, and after week one, I guess they had missed a couple extra points, and he talked to Trevor and said, we can't have that, and he said, Coach, we just got to work on it a little more. So now they practice it every single day. And in a tight game, which I think this could be here tonight, a lot of tough runners on both sides, clock management will be key. Having a kicker could be a big big weapon in this one.
Yeah, definitely. The ability to put points on the board from outside the 20 is a huge thing to do. And, granted, you might only get three points out of the deal, but you know what? It's not a turnover on downs and no points. So, it's a great weapon to have, and Trevor definitely showed us last week that he's the man for the job.
So it should be a good one here tonight between Unitego and BG. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Unitego hosting BG tonight, Friday Night Lights on CDO.com. And welcome back to Unitego High School tonight. It's Friday Night Lights on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you as Unitego hosts Bainbridge-Guilford. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer, is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Both teams going through their starting lineups here right now. Bainbridge-Guilford in their road uniforms tonight, the navy blue pants and the white uniform tops, also have the navy blue helmets with the white BG logo on the side. Unitego is in the dark green tops here tonight with the black pants, the white helmets, and the helmet stickers have come in. They were empty on week one, but now they have the Spartans logo on the side once again. Switch back from the U that they were going with for a couple of years, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a change, and I was just thinking about that when you said that. It was black pants, green shirts, white numbers, and white helmets. Quite a mixture of color right there.
It is, but it looks really sharp.
Yeah, it does.
And always when they're at home, too, that green top with the white lettering always looks really sharp, and I like the black pants, too. So,
yeah, and it stands out.
It does.
It's easy to see.
It is. It really stands out for both us here in the radio booth and for the fans watching on the side as well, and there are quite a few fans. There was a soccer game here today, and a lot of those fans have trickled over now as the lights come on, and the sun starts to set at Unitego High School. Should be a great game. Both teams with really strong run games, too. I know that both have three or four guys who can run the ball, so I think we're going to see kind of running back by committee tonight.
Yeah, we're definitely going to see a bunch of backs carrying the ball, and One thing I did find out this week, I was doing a little snooping around with some scouting and with some of the other coaches in the area, and I just said, what's the difference between first week and the first or the second 2 weeks with Unitigo's run game? And they've restructured their blocking. They're now doing a lot of trap blocking. So that's been working for them, so we'll see if they can continue that tonight. Obviously, we know for a fact that the Bobcats have a boatload of running backs in the backfield, and I'm sure that if he had to, Trevor could run the ball too.
Yes, so both teams have guys who can run the ball, and that's going to be fun to watch here tonight. For everybody wondering about the Sydney and Harper-Zilafton game, we'll have updates for you on that as well. A big game for both of those teams, so we will make sure we keep you in the know on that one. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back. Unitigo and BG tonight on CDO.
WCDO.
And we're back once again at Unitigo High School. Friday Night Lights on CDO as Unitigo hosts the BG Bobcats. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Thanks also to our listeners on the web stream tonight, WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. And don't forget, you can go back and listen on our game audio archive. There's a little tab there. You click it. As every game that we've done over the last, probably 6-7 years, football, basketball, soccer, baseball, softball, it's all right there. It's a free download courtesy of SFCU. So make sure you check that out. All the games we've done so far this year for football are there. So it's a great resource to go back and listen to some of these games. So both teams are out having the captain's meeting right now, doing the coin toss. And Tim, we talked about this pregame. We can bring it up. That BG has run back a kickoff the opening 2 weeks of the season. They did have a bye. That's why they've only played 2 games. But in each of their first 2 games, they've had a big kick return. So we'll see what they do here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's another weapon is if you can score that quick, that puts the other team, you know, on their heels right away. And but I have a feeling we're going to see a pretty hard-nosed football game, man-on-man all day long. And hopefully we have a close game, and we'll see what happens, and we'll keep you updated on everything else that's going around in the area.
Yes, many other games happening tonight. In fact, let me pull up my list. We know Sydney and Harper-Zilafton, two state-ranked teams. In fact, Sydney moved up to number 2 in the New York State Class D rankings this week, so that's very exciting for all you local football fans. Other local games we'll keep an eye on tonight. Walton is at Delhi. That's a huge one, of course. Deposit Hancock is at Unadilla Valley, and Moravia is at Green, and, of course, Harper-Zilafton at Sydney. So we'll keep an eye on all of that. Some really good local matchups tonight. That Walton-Delhi one, you can throw the records out. They might both be 0-3, but that's going to be a hard-nosed football game. And so Unitigo will kick off to BG, and we'll see where this kick goes. The Bobcats will receive, and they will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off. Kicking will be Austin Stockard, and he's got a good leg here for the Spartans, and the ball is ricocheted, and BG's going to have to fall on it here at the 40. Ball is loose. Boy, it pinballed around off a couple of defenders, and then falling on it there, I believe, was Tommy Palmateer for the Bobcats.
Yeah, bounced off one of the front line guys, and bounced off one of the second guys, and another guy just fell on it. Nice job, and good starting position for the Bobcats.
So here is Trevor Hallequist, the senior quarterback for Bainbridge Guilford. Played growing up, then had some concussion issues, went away from the game, played soccer, and has come back for his senior year, and he's looked spectacular so far. First and 10 as they go right to left from the 40. They'll hand off to Nick Petrotoni, cuts back up the middle, and gets a nice little 5-yard gain straight up the gut. That'll be a 2nd and 5 for BG.
Yeah, nice little off-guard tackle play right there. Petrotoni cut it up the field, made a nice gain on first down, and made a manageable second down distance.
Play comes in from the sideline here, and really interested to see the chess match between the two coaching staffs here to see how they decide to run this game, and I'm expecting some long drives here tonight. So this will be about a 2nd and 5 for BG. Fumble on the play. Hallequist looked like he wanted to throw, lost control, and just had to fall on it, and was able to recover.
Yeah, I don't think the ball got back to him a little quicker than he was expecting it, and he just bobbled a little bit, but he did the right thing. Good athletic play by just falling on the ball, not trying to pick it up and run with it and turn it over. So they have 3rd down and about 5 yards.
So a 3rd and 5. BG is at their own 45-yard line, maybe about the 44. So we're a minute into the ball game, scoreless between Unitigo and BG. High School Football Friday here on week 4 of the local season on WCDO. In the shotgun here is Hallequist, hands off to Ben Bavar. He cuts to the right side and is brought down after a gain of about 3. And so here's our first decision of the game here on fourth and short near midfield for the Bobcats.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be at least 2 yards for the first down. So this is a big decision here for Coach Lorimer, and we'll see what he does.
So the play comes in. Looks like they might be going for it. Hard to tell sometimes in these situations because, you know, Hallequist is also your kicker, your punter. And so we'll see what they decide to do. But they are lining up like they're going to go for it here on about a fourth and two right at midfield. Hallequist, the snap, hands off to Bavar. He's going to push the pile forward. Ball is loose in the scrum. And let's see who the officials say comes away with it. Yes, Unitigo will recover the fumble as Bavar hit that last pile. It popped free, and Unitigo will start just inside the 50-yard line in BG territory.
Yeah, and that was going to be really close. I was really hoping he would hang on to the ball so we could see the measurement because it was very close to him getting the first down. But now, all null and void, it's Spartans' ball, and they're in BG territory at about the 47.
So Unitigo with a big defensive stand and a turnover for BG as they went for it on fourth down. And here comes the Unitigo offense with 10 minutes to go in the first quarter, and we're scoreless. Here's Paul Slauson under center. He hands off to Dawson Wilsey, a fumble on the play, and another dog pile here looking for the football. I think BG got it back, and they did. Cody Ferreira coming off the bottom of the pile.
Cody Ferreira wrestled the ball away. Imagine that.
Imagine that. A very good wrestler for the Bobcats. Was in the Section 4 finals last year at his weight class. And boy, Dawson Wilsey, that ball just looked like a hot potato, popped out of his hands, and he couldn't get it back in time.
Yeah, that was a good way to put it, Nate, because it definitely hit his hands, and it was out of his hands just as quick as it was there. So
we're scoreless. Just 2 minutes into the game, each side has had a fumble so far. So we'll see. Maybe that ball's a little slippery out there. Maybe it's the nerves. Hard to tell. As BG gets the ball back, going right to left on your radio dial to start things off. Here's Hallequist, steps up in the middle as the play broke down, and he's going to pick up about 3 yards, second and 7 coming up at midfield for BG.
Yeah, nice play right there. He didn't have anything down the field, so he just tucked it and ran, picked up some positive yards, and brings up second and 7.
9:40 to go in the first quarter here tonight, live from Unitigo High School. The lights are on as the Spartans are hosting BG. Week 4 of the high school football season. BG comes in 2-0, Unitigo 2-1. Second and about 7 here for the Bobcats. One wide receiver split out to each side. Man in motion, they'll hand off to Terzo. He goes to the right side, and a little sweep will pick up about 3. So this is going to be about a 3rd and 4 coming up for BG.
Yeah, that's BG's version of the jet sweep. It really is a major jet sweep because it's not a wide out. He's in a halfback position, and he comes in motion, and he just gets the ball and takes it off the right end and gained a couple yards, and it brings up 3rd and 5.
9 minutes to go. First quarter, scoreless between Unitigo and BG. And this is going to be about a 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4 coming up for the Bobcats. They are in Unitigo territory. Second drive of the night, they fumbled on their first. Both sides have had a fumble so far. A little reverse handoff to Petrotoni. He's going to have to go way in the backfield, and Dean Reed was there, got a hold of his jersey, and ripped him down. And also coming in on the tackle was Nick Carpenter.
Yeah, Dean Reed made a nice play right there, because if he doesn't, I think they have first down and a lot more. Petrotoni's got a lot of speed. He's the one that ran the opening kickoff back last week against Delhi, and we saw what speed he has.
Fourth down here at about, I would say 6 or 7 yards, so it looks like Hallequist is back to punt. Snap is high. He got it, and a good boot here from Hallequist deep into the night sky. Cooper Thayer is going to field it back at the Unitigo 5. He's got a hole, works his way up to the 20, to the 30. Cooper Thayer cutting back to the 40, all the way out, and is tackled about the 42-yard line. So a great return of about 35 yards for Cooper Thayer of Unitigo.
Real nice run by Cooper. Made the catch. I was waiting for the fair catch signal because that was a booming kick by Hallequist. But he came up the right sideline and then just made a cut and went right back towards his bench and picked up the extra 15, 20 yards he needed.
When he caught that back at the 5, I thought, boy, this is going to be a great situation for BG, but a good run by Cooper Thayer, who had a big week last week against UV with a couple of touchdowns and a nice return there. 8 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. And a handoff here to Dawson Wilsey on a 1st and 10. Working his way up the middle. First down and more across midfield into BG territory before he's brought down at about the 47-yard line. So again, Unitigo going left to right. They're in Bobcats territory.
Nice little play right there. Just lead blockers through the hole. And Dawson did a nice job. Stayed right with him. And he's not the biggest guy in the world, so he's kind of hard to find when he gets behind those big guys for Unitigo. So nice little play on first down.
You know, a 3-year varsity player. I know he did have the big knee injury 2 years ago, but he's bounced back so well and has really been a big part of this offense. A little pitch here for Cooper Thayer. I believe another fumble. Ball is on the turf, and I think Unitigo, yes, they were able to recover. And so, again, that a little hot potato in the backfield there on that pitch from Slauson to Thayer.
We have a slippery pigskin tonight. I don't know what's going on out there. You know, maybe it's just it's getting cool, so maybe there's a little condensation on the ball just from the dew and stuff. But it's the kids are having a tough time hanging on to football.
Yeah, it's been both sides. A couple times for each side. One official fumble for each team so far. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Unitigo and BG. Here is Slauson on a second and 10, maybe a little longer. Hands off to Caden Clow, but in the backfield, he's brought down. Great job by BG, crashing through. Evan Heiser rips him down.
Evan Heiser flew in from his linebacker spot and made the tackle in the backfield. It's going to bring up a third down and 12.
Yeah, this is a long third down here for the Spartans after a really nice kick return, and then that first run there on first and 10 by Dawson Wilsey. Clock continues to move. Quick moving first quarter here tonight. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. We're scoreless between Unitigo and BG under the lights here at UCS. So a third and 12. Here is Slauson. Drops back, throws out into the flat left wing side for Dawson Wilsey. Reception at the 50, 45-40. Still on his feet, 35. First down all the way down to the 30 before he's brought down by Heiser. And a big, big play there for the Spartans on third and long.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Just a little swing pass out to the left-hand side, almost like a screen for the halfback. But he did most of the yardage on his own. He was cutting back left, right, cutting back, just kept moving down the field and got positive yards and a big first down.
Clock continues to run here. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless, but Unitigo's driving. They go left to right. They're on the BG 30-yard line. Here's Slauson. Hands off to Caden Clow. Again, brought down in the backfield. And again, it was Evan Heiser breaking through that line and bringing him down.
Yeah, he's coming through untouched. And I'll tell you what, Clow is very lucky because he just got the ball, and there's Heiser.
5:40 to go, first quarter. Unitigo gets the play from the sideline. About a 2-yard loss on that. So a second and about 12 here for the Spartans. Again, they're in BG territory, nearing the red zone. They're at about the 32-yard line. Slauson under center. Clow is in the backfield. Cooper Thayer to the right. Dawson Wilsey to the left. And they'll go in motion. A little pitch to Wilsey. He goes from left to right. Crams his way up the middle, diving forward. And it's going to be very close to a first down, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he got about 5 yards, and then he got hit. Once he got hit, he just would not be denied. He just dove forward. Kind of like a back flop, actually. He just threw his back out into the field and picked up another yard or two, and it'll bring up third down and 2.
So a third and short for the Spartans as they break the huddle, and they are just outside BG red zone territory at about the 22-yard line. Slauson on the third and 2 is under center. Same formation as the last play with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Swing, little sweep here to Cooper Thayer. First down and more left side to the 20, and now he's roped down on the outside edge by Ben Bavar, who would not be denied and wouldn't let go.
Yeah, Ben Bavar really did a nice job, did outside contain, and normally when I say that, the guy cuts back and he gets help from the inside. Ben did it all on his own right there. Nice play by that young man.
That's those wrestling skills that we know translate so well to football. He just latched on and wouldn't let go. 4.5 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Unitigo and BG. First and 10 now for the Spartans as they did pick it up. And they will be at the 20-yard line here. So they're knocking on the door for the first time tonight after both teams got off to a rocky start with fumbles on their first possession. A little sweep here again from left to right. Dawson Wilsey cuts outside the tackles to the 20, to the 15, and to the 10. Wilsey still on his feet. Petrotoni finally got him out of bounds, but we do have a flag on the play, maybe for a hit there by Petrotoni.
Yeah, late flag too, and I think it's going to be a block in the back or something like that because it was thrown from way on the other side of the field, so we'll see what we get here.
So we'll see what the call is. Either way, a very nice run from Dawson Wilsey, and if you've been online this week at all, you've seen some of his great runs from the game against Unadilla Valley last week, and he had a couple from the Elmira TV station that he was chosen one of their plays of the week. So once he gets out in the open field, does not like to go down, kind of like his
face
brother
mask.
Nate.
Face mask.
Face
mask. So it was against BG. So they're right down inside the 5 now.
About 4 minutes to go, first quarter, we're scoreless, but inside the 5-yard line, going left to right, is Unitigo. Slauson hands off to Caden Clow, pushing the pile forward, and he's in. Touchdown, Caden Clow runs it in from about 5 yards out for Unitigo.
There was another good case of a big old pile of Spartan lineman just leading the way, and Cloud got right in the mix of them and just followed him right into the end zone. Touchdown.
So a 6-0 lead for Unitego as the lone sophomore on this roster, Caden Cloud, punches it in. And it looks like they will go for the extra point here with Austin Stockert. Paul Slauson with the hold here for UCS. 4 minutes exactly on the clock. The hold is good. The kick is up and through the uprights. And we don't have an official signal yet.
Yeah, well, I should say right now, the one thing
it's
is...
good.
They, yeah, it is good. It is good because the referee was the one that signaled it. But this is a four-man crew tonight, so they don't have two people on each of the posts
right
down there. So that's why we had to wait for the signal.
So the kick is good by Austin Stockert. Unitego gets a touchdown from Caden Cloud. They lead 7-0 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
A quick kickoff here from Unitego, and Terzo is going to receive and brings it all the way up to about the 50-yard line. So it was a short squib kick, and he had about a 20-yard return from the 30 to the 50, so great opening field position here for BG.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it was a bullet, too. It was a really nice play by number 10, Terzo, because he made a good fielding play on it and then just took off and got a good positive yard.
So let's see if BG can answer with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Hallequist is going to go back to throw. Passes out to Petrotoni on the left wing side through his hands and incomplete. Pass was there. He just dropped it.
Yep, just dropped the ball. It was a nice throw, a little swing pass out to the left-hand side. Probably would have gained a couple of yards. And who knows, though, if he made number 20, the corner on this side miss, he may have been going for a lot more.
3:49 to go in the first quarter. Under the lights here tonight at Unitego. The Spartans with a 7-0 lead on a 5-yard touchdown run from Caden Clow. And the extra point kick was good from Austin Stockert. So here is BG trying to answer on a 2nd and 10. And they are right at midfield going right to left. They're in the white tops tonight, the navy blue pants, and the navy blue helmets. Again, Unitego's in the black pants, the white helmets, and the dark green uniform tops tonight. Here is Hallequist on a 2nd and 10. Wants to throw, goes to the outside, and that one is too far for Cody Ferreira. And it's going to be 3rd and 10. So we're seeing BG go to the air a lot more than we did last week so far.
Yeah, definitely. They're willing to throw the ball. I mean, this is something they probably, you know, worked on this week because Coach Microni and his staff were up there watching in Delhi, so they saw how they could run the ball, but they didn't really show they could throw. So that's what they're probably trying to do tonight, is just to offset it a little bit more.
So a 3rd and 10 coming up here for BG right at midfield, again going right to left. It's Unitego 7 and BG nothing with 3:43 to go first quarter. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Glad to be here with you, bringing you this high school football game. Here is Hallequist on 3rd and 10. Rolls out, throws across the middle, and it's knocked down. Pass was intended there for Brenton Rideout, but good coverage by the Spartans. And it'll be 4th and 10 coming.
Yeah, Rideout was open on that play, but it was for a really quick minute, and then all of a sudden it was double coverage, and nice defensive play by the Spartans to knock that ball down. But we do have a flag on the play.
Flag on the play. We'll see what this is. And Unitego bringing a lot of pressure, trying to make Hallequist a little uncomfortable back there. So far it's worked. So offsetting penalties, it looks like, Tim.
Yeah, offsetting penalties. Looked like we had, like, illegal shift or something by BG, but then also pass interference against the Spartans, so they're offsetting, so it's replay of the down.
3rd and 10 after the offsetting penalties. 3:34 to go first quarter, still a 7-0 lead for Unitego over Bainbridge-Guilford. Bavar is going to check back into the game here, and we'll see what BG decides to do on this 3rd and 10 right at midfield. Really feels like they just haven't gotten into the rhythm yet here tonight.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it was like last week with the running, they had it going right away. See what they do on this play.
Here's Hallequist, 3rd and 10. Again, he's going to have to step up in the pocket. He's going to go down to his legs and pull it forward. He's going to pick up about 8 yards directly up the middle fourth and short, and we'll see if the Bobcats go for it here.
Yeah, they're into Spartan territory. They're not quite to the 40-yard line, but you know what? We've seen that Hallquist can kick the ball. I'm thinking that this might be something that he would just put right into the end zone, and what you're going to pick up is 20 yards. So we'll see what happens here.
We'll see what head coach Israel Lormer decides to do. Clock runs down to 3 minutes to go first quarter, and Unitego with a 7-0 lead. Looks like they're going to go for it here on about a fourth and two, I would say, as they're inside Unitego territory at about the 43. Snap, and they'll hand off to Bavar. He hits the hole, and he's brought down by Dawson Wilsey, short, I believe, at a first down. It could be close, but, boy, Wilsey met him like a truck at the line.
And you just said it, Nate. That was two trucks running into each other right there. An absolutely fantastic play by Dawson Wilsey.
I do have an update from down the road. Sydney takes an 8-0 lead over Harpersville-Afton with 4:20 left in the first quarter. So that's our Sydney and Harpersville-Afton update. I know a lot of people very curious about that game down the road here tonight in Sydney.
Yeah, that was talked about also, and basically what it was if you could keep the two running backs for Harpersville-Afton out or inside and not let them get outside because they are very, very fast. You have pretty good success against the that team tonight.
So Unitego will take over after Bavar couldn't get it on fourth down, and on a first and 10, a little sweep run to Cooper Thayer, good for about 2 yards. So Unitego with a 7-0 lead, 2:30 to go first quarter. They are looking to add to it here late in this first frame as they near midfield, balled about the 45 going left to right.
Yeah, a little quick pitch to Thayer and got good positive yards, almost got five, so it'll bring up second down and six, I'd say.
So here is Unitego again under center with the senior quarterback. Paul Slauson hands off, and they'll push the pile forward. This looks like Dawson Wilsey again, straight up the middle, and he just drags the pile forward. Good for a first down.
Yeah, he definitely is not going to be denied when he gets hit. He's going to make the other guy go backwards. He is just absolutely looking for contact, and when he makes the contact, his legs are driving. He's going forward.
Ball is down at the 41, so it'll be a first and 10 there for Unitego. And once Wilsey gets a full head of steam, hard to bring him down. I'd said it before, but he's a lot like his brother, Nate, who played here during a great era for Unitego football just a few years ago with Josh Fireben, Tanner Winchester, Ryan Marzell. He was a big part of that crew. First and 10, they'll hand off to Cooper Thayer. Dances to the outside, but the BG defense is there. And once again, we're going to say his name all night, Evan Heiser, in first on the tackle for BG.
Just as a description of Dawson, Wilsey, that is, think of a fire hydrant. You know, he's just low to the ground, you know, and he's just stout. And, I mean, the kid is just amazing. He just gets behind his blockers. He's hard to find. And then when you do find him, he's going to carry you for a couple.
First and 10. Going to be a second and 8 here after that Cooper Thayer run. So we hit 1 minute to go. They'll hand off to Thayer again. He's going to sweep to the left. He's got the edge and cuts his way down to about the 35 before he's knocked out of bounds. Clock's going to continue to run here, so we're under a minute to go, and it's a 7-0 lead for Unitego over BG, and the Spartans driving again.
Just a quick question. Who was the lead blocker on that play? Did you see that?
I couldn't see.
That would be Dawson Wilsey.
Oh, my God. So I'm not surprised.
If he's not running the ball, he's definitely involved in the offense by blocking as well. So
another out-of-town score update. Deposit Hancock with a 14-0 lead on the road at UV. Cooper Hall and Jackson Miller with the touchdowns there for the Eagles. So they're off to a quick start on the road tonight. And here on a third and short, Unitego trying to drive the pile forward, I believe with Caden Clow, and it's going to be very close. Now it'll be Wilsey again coming off the bottom of the pile here. Fourth and short coming up, I believe, Tim.
Yeah, and it's very short. Oh, nope, they're waving them on, so they're going to give them the first down. The box must have been just off a little bit there. Referee said first down.
So Unitego on a fourth down is able to move the chains there. And a first and 10 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Unitego leading Bainbridge-Guilford at 7-0. Caden Clow had the 5-yard touchdown run on that last scoring drive. Little pitch off to Dawson Wilsey here on a left to right little sweep. He cuts it back up the middle. Gain of about 2 here on first and 10 down to about the 30-yard line with 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter.
Yeah, that was a nice play by a bunch of BG Bobcats right there, and it usually takes a bunch to bring down Dawson Wilsey. And it looks like they're going to take it into the quarter.
So that'll do it for the first quarter. Unitego at home here tonight hosting Bainbridge-Guilford with a 7-0 lead. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back with second quarter Friday Night Lights here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO. So we start the second quarter here at Unitigo High School, a 7-0 lead for the Spartans over visiting BG. Unitigo comes into the game 2-1, and the record for BG is 2-0. We switch ends of the field now to start the second quarter. Unitigo with the ball and a 7-0 lead as they go right to left on your radio dial, and they have the ball at the BG 30. And here is Paulie Slauson under center. Hands off Caden Cloud, works his way forward, and that's going to be good, I believe, for a first down. We'll see if they move the chains here. If not, it'll be a third and short. So Cloud already with a touchdown tonight and a good run there. Boy, it's going to be third and inches.
Yeah, another close one for the first down, and Cloud made a nice play off the left tackle guard gap and made a nice little play, got positive yards, and makes up a manageable third down for him.
Cloud really, I think, the future here for a lot of great sports. He's an excellent baseball player as well, a player to watch for Unitigo in the coming years. They'll hand off to Cloud here on third and short, easily picks up the first down, bulls his way up the middle and down to the 20-yard line, and Unitigo with a 7-0 lead, and they're on the march again.
Yeah, and it looks like the ball's going to be down at about the 15-yard line to start this next series of plays, first and 10.
So 11:20 to go in the second quarter. We're just underway in the second frame. Great night for high school football. Great crowd. The cheerleaders are out tonight. It's just the perfect Friday Night Lights atmosphere here at Unitigo. And the Spartans pleasing the home fans so far with a 7-0 lead. They're on the march here again. Here is Slauson under center. Clough in the backfield. And they'll do a little jet sweep here to the right side, looking for Cooper Thayer, but he's brought down just inside the 20, maybe a gain of one there on first and 10.
Number 56 of the Bobcats made a real nice play from his end spot right there. Just did not let the guy get outside and then made a nice tackle.
Yeah, John Castle ripping through there and bringing down Cooper Thayer. It seems like that little sweep there really either works or BG's able to snuff it out right away. If Unitigo's able to get the edge, they've had some success. Going to be a second down and about 9 for the Spartans. Again, they're inside the red zone, down to about the 15-yard line. So sure Coach McCroney wants to cash one in here for the Spartans if they can. Here is Slauson under center. Again, hands off to Cloud. He's got a hole right up the middle, pushing his way forward and down to about the 1-yard line here before BG can bring him down. So a first and goal coming up with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter for Unitigo.
Yeah, Cloud was he's really been the man on the mission right here on this drive, and he's got it down where about he scored from the last time.
So this will be a first and goal, maybe about 2 yards to go. And can the BG defense come up with a stand here? We will see. 9:55 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo leading 7-0. They're trying to pile it on here. Slauson barking out some signals here as he goes under center. Again, going to hand off to Clough, and a great job by the BG defense to break through. Big number 66 there, Parker Lord, bringing down Caden Clough.
Parker Lord just would not let him go any further than the line of scrimmage right there. So nice play on first down, so it's second down and goal to go.
9:30 to go, second quarter. Spartans with a 7-0 lead over the visiting Bobcats here on CDO tonight. Also WCDOsports.com. We appreciate everybody listening in on the web, thanks to SFCU. Let's see what Unitigo can come up with here on a second and goal. They maybe got pushed back a yard on that last play. Looks like BG is going to bring the house. They'll hand off a little sweep to Cooper Thayer, cuts back inside and brought down short of the goal line. Tommy Palmatier and Ben Bavar in on the tackle for BG.
Yep, nice little defensive play right there by those two boys. And Unitigo is just inching their way each down. They're trying to get a little bit closer to that goal line, and they have been, but they BG Bobcats are coming up big on this drive right here. Their goal line defense is really nice.
So a third and short coming up here, but a third and goal, I should say, as they break the huddle. I see Dawson Wilsey heading to the left side. Now Cooper Thayer on the right. Clough in the backfield. 8.5 to go, second quarter. 7-0 lead for Unitigo. And they'll do a little sweep to the right side here for Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey hops over a tackler. I don't know if he got in, though. He went head-to-head with Bavar, and it's going to be a fourth and short coming up here. And can the BG defense really make a strong stand here?
Yeah, this would be an amazing play right here to stop the Unitigo Spartans on four downs inside the 5-yard line. But only time will tell. It looks like we're going to have a timeout.
So a timeout is on the field, taken by BG. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with 8:10 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo 7, BG nothing. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
A look at the out-of-town scoreboard once again. End of the first quarter down in Sydney. It's the Warriors with an 8-0 lead over Harpersville Afton. Darren Smith to Liam Matthews for the touchdown there. We'll take another look at the out-of-town scoreboard, but first, this is going to be a fourth and goal right on the goal line here for Unitigo. They're trying to punch it in. This will be their last chance. They'll hand off to Clow. Can he push the pile forward enough? Yes, touchdown. The officials will signal that Caden Clow just was able to sneak over that line, and it'll be a 13-0 lead for Unitigo. But, boy, they had to work for that one.
Yeah, it's a good thing it was as close as it was because he wasn't getting any more than that. So nice little play on the third down play, and they got the points that they needed.
So 8:04 to go in the second quarter. 13-0 for Unitigo, and they're going to go for the extra point again with Austin Stockert, who was able to put the first one through. And let's see how he goes on this one. The snap is clean. The kick is low. Hit off the upright and in. So a 14-0 lead for Unitigo, and he got that one just by a couple of inches. 8:04 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back with the score. Unitigo 14 and BG nothing.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6364.
Bainbridge and Unadilla.
14-0 lead for Unitigo over Bainbridge Guilford. 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. A short kickoff to Alan Turzo is going to give BG some good field position at about the 40-yard line. They hand off to Nick Petrottoni. Dean Reed got him in the backfield, but Petrottoni was able to break a tackle. Ball is loose, picked up by Unitigo. And we'll have to see if they thought he was down or if it's a true fumble. And no, they're going to give this ball back to Unitigo. A fumble recovery at the 45.
Wow, he did a nice job to get the yardage that he did. He ran right out of an arm tackle by Mr. Reed and got some really good yards, almost got to the first down marker and dropped the ball.
Boy, I thought that was going to be close, that maybe he was down on the play before it popped free. But the officials right there say, no, that was a fumble. And Unitigo is going to get it back going right to left at the 45-yard line. So first play of that drive, and they'll fumble and give it right back to Unitigo. It's their second fumble of the night. Slauson on a first and 10, rolls out right side, passes through the air and into the hands and right out of his wide receiver, Connor Griffin. If he holds on to that one, he's in for six.
Yeah, they had three guys past all the defenders of the BG Bobcats on there, and just like Nate said, if he hangs on the ball, it's another 6 points and a nice throw and catch, but ball fell to the turf.
Boy, he was wide open. There was two guys out there that were wide open and just couldn't haul it in. Hit him right in the hands. And
sometimes that's the worst.
Yeah.
They're like, let me catch this.
And it was kind of that fly ball syndrome up there.
Yeah.
He was waiting for it to come down. And, boy, it could happen to anybody. So
I showed he could throw the ball, though.
Yeah. So 14-0 lead for Unitigo. Second and 10. They'll hand off to the right side. And, again, Dawson will see some punishing running for about 7 or 8 yards to the right side. Third and short coming up.
Yeah, we'll tell you, these two have running the ball, and actually Thayer's been running it as well, and they're doing a good job keeping this BG offense off guard.
So BG, the two fumbles have really hurt. They've had some decent drives, but just have not been able to cash in, and Unitigo has taken care of business when they've had the ball so far, besides the opening fumble. So 7:10 to go in the second quarter. 14-0 lead for Unitico over BG. Another handoff to Dawson Wilsey, punching his way forward. Good for a first down across the 30 down to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, nice little play off the left guard and tackle gap, and Wilsey just followed his blockers again and picked up the first down yardage.
Just another update from that Deposit Hancock at UV game. Now 14-6 as the Storm trying to make a ball game of it and get back in that one. And as we said, Sydney with an 8-0 lead as they start the second quarter at home against Harpersville Afton. So here is Slauson on a 1st and 10 for Unitego. 6:40 to go, second quarter. Hands off to Cooper Thayer. Tripped up at the line as he tried to go from right to left. Gain of maybe one on the play.
And number 56 again for the BG Bobcats. Actually made that tackle on his knees. Did not let the running back get momentum going and just wrapped him up right there. Pick up of about two.
That line has been really good. Adam Ives, John Castle, Tommy Palmateer, just all the way across. Brendan Rolfs. They've all done a nice job. I was very impressed with them last week as well. So this is going to be about a 2nd and 7 here for Unitego. They'll pitch to Wilsey, trying to go left to right, cuts back through the tackle, and somehow broke free, but Alan Terza was right there to get a second piece of him and bring him down. Ball did come loose. Ben Bavar came out of the pile with it. I think they're going to say Wilsey was down on the play.
That was kind of funny because I was looking at Bavar falling back towards the quarterback in the pocket, and he had the ball.
Yeah, he had
the whistle
ball.
Hadn't blown, so I don't know what happened there.
So maybe a little break there for Unitego.
Yeah.
But it will bring up about a 3rd and 3 for the Spartans with 5.5 to go before the halftime break. 14-0 lead for Unitego over Bainbridge-Guilford. 3rd and short, and they're going to hand it off to Cooper Thayer. Cuts to the outside, trying to get a block, and he's brought down on the play. Ben Bavar and Tommy Palmateer, the first two, and it's going to be a 4th down coming up and decision time for Coach McCroney and the Spartans.
Yeah, where they are, I think they're going to probably go for it. I mean, BG hasn't really shown them that they can sustain a drive, so I think you got to go for it here with the lead and 5 minutes to go in the half.
So a decent opportunity here for the Unitego Spartans, 4th and short. We'll see what they'll dial up. But the way that Caden Clough, especially, and Dawson Wilsey are running the ball, I would expect to see some sort of a play right up the gut.
Number 42 from Unitego is kind of limping a little bit here.
Yeah, Cooper
Thayer. I don't think he's going to be taking the ball. Well, timeout, Unitego.
Timeout taken by the Spartans, so we'll step away for 30 seconds with 4:37 to go. Second quarter, Unitego leads BG 14-0 on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 4:37 to go, second quarter, a timeout by Unitego. Tim, what do you think we might see here on a 4th and about 3 or 4 yards from Unitego? They are in BG territory.
DW.
Yeah, Dawson Wilsey, yes. I like it. I like that. If I was Coach McCroney, I would have trouble not going to him
all
the time.
I mean, even though you know they're keying on it, it's just he's so hard to bring down, and he just does not give up.
So we'll see what they draw up in the timeout on a 4th and short. Coach Lorimer trying to instruct his guys on a little movement here on the defensive line for his linebackers. They're going to throw here. They're going to toss it up in the air and look for, guess who, DW, Dawson Wilsey, off his fingertips and out of bounds. So BG will get the ball back as Alan Terza was right there with real good coverage.
I was right, but not the play I thought I would see. But you know what? So good job by the Bobcats on that series to stop the Spartans. That would have been huge for the Spartans to score again before the half. So let's see if Trevor Hallquist and the Bainbridge Bobcats can get something going offensively here.
You know, I like that play call. You're up, and you move probably one of your best athletes out there, one-on-one coverage, see what he can do. Just didn't work out that time. So here is BG starting on about their own 25, going left to right with 4.5 to go before the halftime break. Hallquist comes out to the outside and had no blocking and just decided to go down on that play. So it's going to be about a second and 11. I think he lost a yard on the play there. So that one broke down for the Bobcats.
Immediately, and like I said, I think Trevor did the right thing there. He didn't have anywhere to go with that ball, and he had nowhere to run, so he did the right thing by taking live another day on another down.
Yeah, too many times you see somebody trying to make that extraordinary play, and it just ends up in disaster.
Most time, a turnover.
Yep, good smart play there for Hallequist. Second and 11, man in motion is Petrottoni. They'll hand off to Ben Bavar. He hits the hole right up the middle, and that's good all the way out for about a 9-yard gain to the 30-yard line, and he needs about maybe two or three more for a first down.
Yeah, nice play on second down right there, just off the right guard and tackle gap, and Ben hit the hole really hard, and he made the good positive gain on second down.
And I think we're going to have to see a heavy dose of Ben Bavar to get BG back in this game. He's probably their most stable and strong runner so far tonight, so we'll see if they decide to go to him a lot more. Going to be a third and short. Again, they go to Bavar. First down and more, plowing his way forward across the 40 out to about the 43. Back-to-back great runs by Ben Bavar.
Yeah, and I'm not going to take anything away from Petrottoni, but Petrottoni is more of a slash-type runner,
mm-hmm.
and running up that in the inside like that as a slash runner, that doesn't always work. So when you have a kid that can just absolutely hit top speed right away, straight ahead, right up the field, and that's what you got in Bavar, keep giving him the ball, coach.
And he's one of those guys, too, I feel like you don't want to get him angry because he's going to run even harder, and that's what we've seen the last two runs there by Ben Bavar. So they move the chains, a first and 10 as they go left to right. Time starting to run out, though, on a first and 10 with 2:50 to go in this second quarter. They try a little pitch to Bavar on the left side, and he maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. Had to fight hard to do that.
Yeah, quick pitch to the left side. Ben really did a nice job. It looks like the down box is going to give him a couple yards on the play, so it'll bring up second down and 8.
So BG's going to have to fight the clock here as they near midfield, again going left to right. 2:25 to go in the second quarter, and that clock is moving. Hallequist will have to be aware. Bavar is in the backfield. One wide receiver, that's Cody Ferreira, split out to the left. And they're going to try a little spin move, and they find Alan Turzo. He goes from left to right, and he gets it up to midfield. So this is going to be about a third and 2 coming up for BG. Nice little trickery play there.
Yeah, nice little, lots of motion. I mean, there's backs flying all over the place, and he just give it to Turzo on a little counter play off the guard and center gap on the right side. And good first start, or good yardage on the play, and gets a manageable third and 3.
Big third down here for BG. They got to try to move the chains if they want to get some points on the board before the halftime break. Third and short. Petrottoni's in motion. They'll hand off to Bavar instead. Again, right up the middle, first down to Moore. He's across the 40, down to the 35, dragging two defenders forward across the 35 to the 33 for Ben Bavar.
Okay, he, same play that he did on the first two plays there where he got first downs or 8 or 9 yards. That's another 12 yards right there or more, you know. That's a pretty good yards per carry. I think I'd be handling the ball.
Great play there for Bavar. So.
Blocked very well on that right side by the offensive lineman, and like we said before, Ben hits the hole hard.
So they're on the 35 with a minute 15 to go, so they're marching. Here's Petrottoni. He cuts back, but boy, that Unitigo line crashing down on him there. And a nice play there by Dean Reed and a couple other guys to break through. And a timeout's going to be taken by BG. We'll keep it right here, Tim, with 1:09 to go in the second quarter. We don't want to miss this play. A 14-0 lead for Unitigo over Bainbridge-Guilford. And, time management's going to be tough here for BG. They're going to have to be aware. Ball at the 35 with a minute 9 to go.
Yeah, and again, like we said before, you know, they really don't have to score a touchdown when you have Trevor Hallequist, because he kicked almost a 40-yarder last week, and he'd probably have to get to about, I would say, probably the 23 or the 24 in order for it to be a 40-yard field goal. So they don't have that far to go. They do only have a minute 9 left. I think they have one timeout left.
Yes, one timeout.
One timeout left, so they can use the clock here, and running the ball is great when it works, but it also keeps the clock running. So you know what? Maybe just throw a little swing in there or something. Get them out in the open flat. They ran it earlier, and Petrottoni dropped the ball. Probably was going to be a good gain. We'll see what they do on second down.
So a second down here for BG. Here's the snap to Hallequist. Again, hands off to Bavar. He hits the pile, but he's brought down there by the Unitigo defense. Good job by Dean Reed to to come through, and Dawson Wilsey as well as Andy Sheldon on the tackle. Just a quick look, I do have a score update for Sydney. 8-6 with about 7 minutes to go in the second quarter there, as Josh Wilson, one of those speedy running backs you talked about, scored for the Hornets. Here is Trevor Hallequist here on third down, throws across the middle, looking for Cody Ferreira. The catch is good. And, boy, he had to run about a mile to get that ball, and I believe it's going to be good for a first down on the right wing side.
Nice play right there. Little roll out to the right side. Trevor saw Cody Ferreira, hit him right on the first down marker, and now they're really running because they just moved the chain, stopped the clock for that, and it's running again.
35 seconds to go before the halftime break. BG is down on a first and 10 to about the 20-yard line. Flag on the play as Hallequist is flushed out of the pocket, gets around one guy, cuts back, and is just tripped up down to about the 15-yard line, but we'll see what the flag is for.
Yeah, the flag came over on the far side. They're pointing at the offensive line for the Bobcats, so this could be take them right out of the distance that they just gained.
Sure.
See what happens here.
21 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's Unitego 14 and BG nothing. Still haven't seen an official call here from the Zebra crew, and we'll see if this backs up the Bobcats or not. And we're going to have to see probably them go for the end zone, I would say, on the next play or two. Or maybe try to make one play, get some yardage, and go to the Hallequist leg. We'll see.
They're definitely going to mark off yardage here, so let's see what we get.
So a 5-yard penalty here against BG.
And right now the ball is spotted right at about the 20, or no, actually, excuse me, the 30. 29, sorry, yeah, 29. So that would be pushing it.
Yes,
but
29-yard line. It was a false start there against BG. And the clock is running down to 18 seconds now. And here is Hallequist, drops back in the pocket, rolls out to his right. He's at the 35. He's got nowhere to go, has to throw one down on the right side. Incomplete with 9 seconds left before the halftime break. And I believe third down coming up.
Yeah, and it's a long ways to get to the first down, and with only that much time, it's almost like you have to either do something out on the sideline really quick and get out of bounds with the ball caught, or get your yardage, stop and call the timeout, and then bring your field goal team out on the field. But this has got to happen really fast.
So it is only second down because of the penalty on the first down.
Mm-hmm.
So they replayed that. So a second down, but I think maybe they're going to get one, two possible plays here as Hallequist will snap it. He's at the 30. He's got Terzo split out to the left side. Another flag on the play. He's going to throw one up into the night sky, and this one is knocked down. Good coverage there by the Unitego defense and Nick Carpenter.
And that's going to be illegal procedure on Terzo. He turned up the field before the ball was snapped. So they're probably going to maybe they will keep the penalty, but we'll see what happens.
Another score update from Sydney. Darren Smith to Liam Matthews, 66-yard touchdown.
Wow.
14-6.
66.
Yes.
Nice.
So a big play there for Sydney, and they're going to the air as they do and like to do.
Darren likes Liam Matthews.
Yes, those two have a great connection. In the meantime, BG is not going to get a playoff here.
It looks like they got
a timeout. The clock is reading zero, though. But BG is going to take a timeout, so they will have one final play. So we're going to step away quickly they're going to put 10 seconds back up on the clock. We're going to step away for 30 seconds and be right back here with the conclusion of the first half on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
BG is going to try for a 50-yard field goal here to end the half. For Hallequist, the snap is good. The kick is into the night sky, and it's just going to sail wide to the left. A line drive kick will be no good as it goes out of bounds. So I think that was a good chance there to try that, but they come up empty 14-0 Unitigo over BG at the half, Tim.
Yeah, it was a nice effort right there. BG, you know, wasn't going to be denied. They did everything they could to try to get points on the board there to end the half, but just fell just to the left. So
BG will go into the half and try to regroup. Unitigo looking very impressive. Two touchdowns from Caden Clow on very short runs inside the five-yard line is the difference so far here tonight for the Spartans. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our Mirabadil Energy Products halftime report, get you some score updates from out of town, and talk about the first half here between the Spartans and the Bobcats. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. Friday Night Lights on CDO.